First of all, I would like to thank the organizers for inviting me, and also thank you for coming to my talk. So I'm going to talk about VEF theories and the relationship with general relativity. So in particular, I'm going to focus in this relationship between topological field theories and NGR. Okay. So, it's supposed to work. It's forward, huh? Okay. So this is the plan of the talk. First of all, I'm going to summarize briefly the main aspects of VEF theories. Then, next please. Next, I'm going to give a brief review of general relativity as a constraint VEF theory, focusing on the Blavatsky formulation. Next, please. And then So the third part is the main part of the talk. So this is what I call Cartan dynamics. And finally, the next piece, I'm going to emphasize the conclusions and some remarks about the talk. So VEF theory are theories defined in any dimension. I mean, a dimension of the space-time must be 2, 3, 4, and so on. So these theories are defined by the B field and the curvature or a connection on a particular gauge group. I'm going to focus in the Lorentz group, but you can take another. I mean, it's not important at this point. So next, please. So these theories are topological in the sense that there are no local degrees of freedom, and also are topological in the sense that there is no metric already present in the action principle. Next, please. The questions of motions are very simple. We have that the curvature is zero, and then the B field is covariantly conserved. Okay. One way to see that the theory is topological is to perform the canonical analysis, in which we see that we have two set of constraints. The first one is the loss law, the one on the left. The one on the right, it just says, is related to the fact that the curvature is zero. Next, please. So when we count the number of degrees of freedom, we have to take into account that the constraints are reducible. If we don't take this property, we get a number of degrees of freedom less than the number, but the correct number. And this is important at classical level and also at quantum level, because if we don't impose we don't take into account that the constraints are reducible at quantum level, we are going to get a Hilbert space smaller than the one we should get. So this is the, in four dimensions, I mean, reducibility appears in four dimensions, in five and so on. There is no reducibility in the constraints in two and also in three dimensions. Okay. Next. Okay. So this is VEF theory, I mean, the theory is topological. So what we have here is that Blavatsky, in the middle of the 70s, wrote general relativity starting from the first order formalism, I mean, taking the tetrads and the connection, the spin connection or the Lorentz connection, and he built two new different fields, the sigma, which is a complex set of complex forms, and the connection A, which is a complex connection, with the elements of the first order formalism. And then he wrote the Einstein equation. The Einstein equation are the ones that appear Okay, this is the next place. Okay. The equations of motion, I mean, general relativity, are the last equations. So we can see in the first line, the same equation that we had before. I mean, the sigma field is covariantly conserved. We have another equation, which is the second, which is a quadratic constraint in the sigma field. And the constraint that involves the curvature is modified. I mean, it's a linear combination of the sigma fields, which is the sigma field play here the role of the field that I wrote before. And we have another constraint, which is related lambda that appears here in the last equation is the cosmological constant, but you can take it to zero, so there is no problem. Okay, next. Mm-hmm. So the last equations can be obtained from an action principle, which is of the VF type. The first term is the VF, just the VF term. And we have another term that involves some constraints on the other fields. So this theory, you can get the equation of motion for general relativity, complex general relativity, from this action principle. Okay, next. And VF theory is having studied from another people, Capilla del Jacobson, in the beginning of the 90s. Next. Reisenberger, next. The Piaget in Laurent, Lewandowski in Okolo, and myself also, me, okay. Up to here, there is nothing new. I mean, this is what we can find in the, at least this now. go back. Okay. Up to here, there is nothing new. I mean, we have VF theories and we have general relativity expressed as a constrained VF theory. So the question is, here we have a relationship between topological field theories and GR. So, what I want to know is we can see the same relationship between general relativity and topological field theories or another topological field theories, but in the first order formalism of general relativity, keeping the tetrad. Okay. So the answer is that we can see that, and this is the essence of the talk. Okay. Next, please. So the starting point are the equations of motion of the first order formalism. So in the usual way of, in the usual formalism, the T field that appear here is the torsion, the torsion of the connection. The R field is the curvature of the connection. But we should think at this moment as just a field. I mean, it's not a torsion of something or, R is not the curvature of something. It's just a field. So we interpret these equations as equation of motions for the tetrad, for the connection, for the T, and for the R. Okay? And this is my dynamical system, and these are the equations of motion. Okay? So, next please. So this is the idea, I mean, to interpret the E, the connection, the T, and the R, the two forms, as coordinates for the phase space of the theory defined by the equation of motions that we already have. Okay, next. Okay. So this is my system, and I call this system a Kaftan theory or Kaftan dynamics. Okay, next. So we can get, or we can build an action principle that gives these equations of motions, okay? And this action, as I mentioned, depends on the tetrad, depends on the connection, and the two forms, the T and the R, okay? And the first line of the action is essentially the term added by Holst to the Palatini action, yeah? The second line of the action is quadratic and the torsion, the T field. And the first term, the T, which the E, is like a VF, but there is no curvature. There is a covariant derivative. So it's not the same. And the last one is of the ISABF theory. I mean, the R fields play the role of the V fields in the BF theory. You can see from the last expression. It also is quadratic in the V fields, in this case in the R. Sorry for that. So we can, if you take this action, we can get the equation of motions of the first, I mean the kinematic equations in the Cartan dynamics. So this is, so the important thing here is that this action principle is of the BF type. I mean, the BF type is given by the last, as the, by the last line. Okay. Next, please. We can get, write this action principle, I mean, using the equation of motion for the T and for the R, and forget about the T and the R, and to express the action principle just in terms of the tetrad and of the curvature. Okay. And what we get is a linear combination of the Euler Lagrangian, the Poincaré Lagrangian, and the Nijan Lagrangian. So, in this sense, this theory is topological. I mean, right, this is another way to see that the theory is topological. Next, please. Okay, so we have the remarks in the conclusions of the talk. The main result is that Cartan equations can be obtained from a BF type action principle. Okay. That the theory is topological. Even though I didn't mention this, we can include gravity in get Einstein theory in this framework, adding appropriate terms to the action I wrote. Okay. Next, please. We are working right now currently on the canonical formalis of the action, the canonical analysis, to see from another perspective that the theory has no local degrees of freedom. Yeah. And also we are studying the inclusion of matter fields. The action I wrote, next please, the action I wrote calls for four dimensions, and we are also interested in more than four dimensions. Okay. That's it.
Just there's a huge gauge invariance. Do you have any
yes.
idea of the gauge transformations? What they are?
Well, the obvious one are diffeomorphisms and the Lorentz transformations. But I suppose there are more, but I don't know exactly how they are involved.
So the canonical analysis, you can do the counting of degrees of freedoms in the canonical analysis and get zero?
We are doing them right now, yeah, currently.
More questions? I have a follow-up question. So if you say that the theory is topological, by topological I mean at least that the theory doesn't have any propagating degrees of freedom. You clearly don't mean this if you say that Palatini is topological.
No, I mean the first part. I mean no Palatini part before including gravity. Yes.
Okay. So there seem to be no further questions. So then let's thank the speaker again and close the session.